This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and it's now been 5 days since a huge tornado tore a 20-mile path of destruction through parts of Oklahoma. A tornado devastated much of the city of Moore, where it killed at least 24 people and injured many hundreds more. This week, truckloads of donations arrived in Moore from across the country. Food, clothing, medical supplies, children's toys. Some of it useful, but not all. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, managing donations in a disaster is a challenge of its own.
After every disaster, relief groups usually ask for one thing, money. But writing a check or texting a donation isn't always that satisfying for those who want so desperately to help.
There's diapers everywhere. More diapers in there. More diapers in here. An entire wall of wipes.
Marty Taylor's a pastor at the Evangelical Journey Church in Norman, just south of Moore. This mega church has become a kind of mega relief center. Hundreds of volunteers sort through rooms packed with donations, everything from diapers and teddy bears to crutches and toilet paper.
And there's your obligatory giant rack of ramen noodles.
In fact, this church has accumulated so many items, volunteers are busy building a mega tent in the parking lot to store some of the stuff so they have room inside to hold church services this weekend. Taylor believes that people have an innate need to serve.
Where so many people are like, just feel this urgency, like, I gotta do something.
Okay. You want to toss those as well? You go get more?
Yeah, I'll toss.
Trucks and volunteers have been streaming in here all week long, from Texas, California, Tennessee, even Joplin, Missouri, where people know a thing or two about how to organize chaotic relief efforts. They brought clipboards, among other things. Sean Hawkins and seven others travel from Phoenix with three trucks loaded with cases of water, Gatorade, shampoo, soap, clothing, and work gloves. I asked him how they knew what to bring.
We didn't. We just figured we put ourselves in the grace of God and said if we were without, what would we need?
But donations have been so overwhelming that groups around town are posting on their websites, please, no more clothes. The city of Moore suggests that those who want to give send money to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, or a local food bank. And monetary donations have been strong. The Red Cross raised $15 million as of Thursday night for its efforts here. The Salvation Army raised more than $3 million. These groups say money is flexible. They can buy what victims need the most at any given moment. But Journey Church member Aaron Cosby says it's hard to wait, like when they got a desperate plea from the Heatherwood neighborhood in Eastern Moore.
They were not gotten to before yesterday morning. They were there by themselves. It was 200 adults. It was 25 children, and nobody had found them yet. Somebody through Facebook contacted us and said, these people need food and water. That has all that they have asked for.
You guys need trash bags?
And indeed, in Heatherwood, the need is great. Dozens of homes have been shredded like paper. But the neighborhood hardly looks forgotten anymore. Women in a pickup truck offer free cleaning supplies. Volunteers in a Red Cross mobile van hand out hot meals to residents and work crews. Nearby, resident Lila Thompson helps to distribute supplies just delivered to a street corner by Journey Church.
All the ready meal packs, the water that's here, the diapers and the wipes and the paper towels and the toilet paper and just all the daily supplies. And I need to eat. I'm sorry. I really need to eat, though.
She picks up a styrofoam container filled with beans and barbecue. People here say so far they've gotten everything they need. It's what they'll get in the weeks and months ahead that are the big unknowns. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Oklahoma City.